Okay, tonight's daf is sponsored by Marvin Resmitz on the occasion of Fern's father, Mr. Sam Block, right? Your father, yeah. That's Shmuel Pesach ben Tuvia Isaac on his reaching the age of 90, and we wish him many more years of good health. All right, so learning should be for his zechus. All right, so we're on Tet Zayin Mem Aleph. So we're in this sugya with Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim, which is a difficult sugya, and it finishes up on Shabbos, one week. But compared to Erevin, it was a whole Masechta. It's just one week in Pesachim. But I think we have one more difficult daf after this sugya, with, I think, Tagare Lod. Any event, so in the previous discussion, the Gemara had said that according to the only thing you need to know is about the tomb of Mashkin. So the Gemara said that according to Rav Meir, Mashkin can become Tameh on a Deraisa level, but cannot transmit Tuma on a Deraisa level, only on a Drabanan level. So the top line is a quote from the Braisa on Tet Zayin Mem Aleph 16a, the top line. It says, Safek Mashkin li Tameh Tameh. That it was a question. 1 second, the phone is ringing. One minute, 1 second. Let me let Michael in. 1 second. Anyway, so the Gemara said that that if there's a question whether the Mashkim were Tom. All right, 1 second. Let me wait till the phone. All right. Anyway, there's a question. If it was a question whether the mashka became tamei or not, so then that's safek tuma lahachmir. That's a din doraisa. So safek mashka litamei acherim tahor. But it is a question whether the tamei mashka, made something else tamei. That's tahor divrei Rav Meir, because that's safek. That's the saf. It's safek doraisa lachomra. If it's a safek from the Torah, we go to chumra. So the first halacha is a safek deraisa, whether the mashke became tamei or not. The second question is whether the mashke got somebody else tamei. So that's safek derabanan. So it's lakula. So we see from there that Rav Meir holds that mashkim, beverages, fluids, can receive tuma on a deraisa level, but can only transmit it on a derabanan level. That's the first yisod. Okay, so now on the fifth line, and then the Gemara says on the second line, V'chinaya Reb Lazar Omer Kidvarav, the Tana Reb Lazar agreed with Reb Meir. So we have Reb Meir and Reb Lazar, they're in the same camp. Okay, now on the fourth line, or the fifth line, Besava Reb Lazar Mashkin Itluhu Tuma Ba'olam, you mean the Tana Reb Lazar holds that Mashkim have any Tuma? He says, V'hatani, we learn in the Braisa, Reb Lazar Omer, Ein Tuma L'mashkin Kol Ikar. Lazar says Mashkim have no tuma, zero tuma. So that doesn't sound like, it sounds like a stira. We said a moment ago that Rav Lazar holds that Mashkim could have tuma on a deraisa level, and here he says the Mashkim have no tuma at all. He said it means on a deraisa level. They have zero on a deraisa level. Kol Ikar means on a deraisa level. He says Teda, and Rav Lazar tries to deduce proof to his position. Teda Shreheid. Rabbi Yossi, it should be Yossi ben Yoezer. It says, Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, each sredo, alayal kam sadachain. Hey, it means that it's a mesech, this whole mesechta eduyot. And in that mesechta means these were considered halacha psukot, like clear halachot, and they each give edus to it. So he says, Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, each sredo, alayal kam sadachain, concerning a certain grasshopper that's tahor, means kosher. That's one thing. We don't need that halacha. He says, V'al mashkin beit mitbachaya dachain. And the mashkin beit mitbachaya means the beverages of the slaughtering area in the Beis Hamikdash. Means there's an area to the north of the Mizbeach. This is all like open air. So there's the Mizbeach. If you remember, you've seen perhaps diagrams or, layout of the Beis Hamikdash. The area to the north of the Mizbeach, that's where they would slaughter the animals and cut them up. So that's dachain. So the beverages of the Beit Mitbachaya are two. That's blood. That's where they do Kabbalah Saddam. And then also water. They would wash off the Avarim after they slaughtered it. So here, in Reb Lazar says in the Braisa that there's no tumah l'mashkin on deraisa level. And his proof is that he says that he gave testimony that that the beverages of the Beit Mitbachaya in the Beis Hamikdash are tohorim. Now, the implication being, if something normally is mekabel tumah on a derabanan level, they can carve out an exception for the Beis Hamikdash. But if it's tamei on a deraisa level, they can't carve out any exception. So the fact that he says that the mashkin beit mitbachayim are dachein, dachein means tahor, that the mashkin beit mitbachayim are tahorim, that implies that he doesn't hold that there's any tuma on a deraisa level for them, on the for the water and the blood. So he says, all right, let me do a few more lines and I'll pause and I'll repeat again, okay? So the Gemara says, Hanich l'shmul da'amar dachim in the tami tumen acherim, well, tumen atzman yeshlam shapir. So Shmuel says, now Shmuel is touching up what the Mishnah in Masechet Eduyot says. In other words, in the Braisa, Reb Lazer quotes the Mishnah from Masechet Eduyot, from Reb Yossi ben Yoezer, Yisreda, he says, al mashkin beit mechayim, that they're dachain. The mashkin, the beverages of the slaughtering area in the Beis Hamikdash are tohorim. So it works. Now, with Shmuel, we don't have any problem, because Shmuel says, it's dachim in the tamei tumen acherim. What he meant is, they won't be metame other objects. He says, aval tumen atzman yesh lahen. But they are themselves tameh. So he says, Yossi ben Yoezer didn't mean that there's no tuma to them. He just meant that they can't transmit tuma, and that fits in. And that would fit in nicely with Reb Lazer Shita, because the way we thought Reb Lazer was saying, Reb Lazer holds that that like Reb Meir, that mashkim can be mekabel tuma, but they can only transmit tuma on a drabanan level. That would be saying the same thing. Then all our problems are resolved if we go like that. But according to Rav, he says no. When it says dachein, mean in that Mishnah from Masechet Eduyot, means absolutely no tuma on a deraisa level whatsoever. No tuma on a deraisa level whatsoever. So how can we reconcile that then with Reb Lazer Shita, supposedly Reb Meir? So Am Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak Achara. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, perhaps we misunderstood what Reb Lazer said. In other words, Reb Meir clearly said on the two top lines in the Gemara, we're on Tetzayim and Aleph, 16a in Pesachim. So Reb Meir clearly said that Mashkim have a Tumana Dereis level for themselves, that was Sveika Dereisa. But to transmit, it's the Rabbanan. There's no question about that. Then the Tana Bechinaya Reb Lazer Omer Kidavara. Reb Lazer said, like Reb Meir, perhaps Reb Lazer only meant like he holds like one plank of Reb Meir's Shita. In other words, Reb Meir says two things, that they are Tamei in a Dereisa level for themselves, but they transmit it only on a Rabbanan level. Perhaps he meant with the second half, in other words, the transmitting on a derabanan level, that's what he agreed with. Not that he agreed that they have a tuma on a deraisa level, then that would be okay. So the Gemara says, v'hakid devarav kamar denefishi. But the language in the braisa, the earlier braisa, the first lines in the Gemara, said kid devarav, like his words, his statements, his positions. Doesn't sound like he holds like from only one plank. He says, va'od Havachain Katani. Also says Vechain, and likewise. So it sounds like he totally follows it. So the Gemara says Kasha. Kasha means it's difficult. It's hard for us to reconcile it. Usually Kasha means difficult, but there is some answer. But that's it. Okay, let me just summarize what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So this was we're in the sugya with the Reb Chanina Skana Konin, which talks a lot about Tumantara. So in yesterday's daf, it came up that according to the Tana Reb Meir, and was on the top two lines of today's Gemara, that according to Reb Meir, mashkim beverages can be mekabel tuma on a deraisa level, on a Torah level, but can only transmit tuma on a derabanan level. And then it said, then the Tana the Braisa says, v'cheneya Reb Lazer omer kidvarav, that the Tana Reb Lazer agrees with him. Okay, so tuma on a deraisa level, but transmitting only on the derabanan level. So we said that's hard to reconcile because there's another braisa that says, Reb Lazer says, ain't tuma l'mashkin kol ikar. Reb Lazer says that mashkim have zero tuma on a deraisa level. So that seems like a stira. Here we said Reb Lazer holds like Reb Meir, that they have tuma on a deraisa level. They can be mekabel tuma, they can only transmit it on a derabanan level. And then the linchpin, the raya that Reb Lazer brings is from the Mishnah Masechet Eduyot, Whereas Hayid Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, al mashkim beit b'chaya dachein, that the beverages of the beit b'chaya of the slaughter area in the base of Mikdash, which we said are blood and water, those are the two beverages, and it was like the mashkim. It so that's dachein, the tahor. So how do we reconcile this? Here he's saying no tumah on a deraisa level. There he's saying yes, there is a tumah on a deraisa level. So the Gemara says, look, according to these different ways of understanding what Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer said, and that it might help us. So according to Shmuel, all Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer meant is that it can't transmit tumah. Beit Mitpachaya means if we're dealing with rabbinic prohibitions, so the Chachamim can carve out an exception for the Beit Mitpachaya, which they did. So according to Shmuel, it means like Shmuel says that all Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer meant is the mashkim could be mekabel tumah at the deraisa level, but transmitting is only drabanan. And they said for the mashkim beit b'chaya, they're not going to transmit. That so then we have no problems according to Shmuel. But according to Rav, the pshat in the Mishnah Sechrei Duyot is they have zero tumah at the deraisa level at all. So then this seems like a big stira. And the Gemara ends up, so we thought maybe it means that Rav Lazar only partially agrees with Rav Meir, not totally agrees with him. That's what the Gemara tried to say, in which case maybe Rav Lazar holds that Mashkim don't have any tumah, for themselves or for anything else. But it didn't seem to fit into the language of the Braisa because it said, Kid Devarav, like he agreed with everything. Okay, let's take questions, comments, and thoughts on anything that I did so far. Nobody? Yosef, you good? Where's Yosef? Yeah, you good? All right. So I'm going to move on then, if everybody's all right. All right. Michael, you're okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, Michael, good? Okay, let's see further. All right. So we're around 10 lines down on Tetzayin Amud Aleph, 16a, around 10 lines down. Okay. So Gufa means we quoted Rava. Now we're shifting a little bit. Now we're just going to focus on that Mishnah from Masechet Eduyot, which was on the eighth line in the Gemara about Heid Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer al Mashkim Beit B'Chaya Dachein, that he says that the Mashkim Beit B'Chaya Dachein. So the Gemara says Gufa Rav Amar Dachein Mamash. So earlier we quoted that Rav holds means totally tohorim, that they're not makabel tuma, they don't transmit tuma. He says Ushmul Amar Dachein in the Tami Tuma Nachirim of a Tuma Natsman Yesh Lahen. Shmuel says no. It means that they're not going to transmit any tuma, but they themselves have tuma. Meaning, according, we'll see the Gemara will explain. He says Rav Amar Dachein Mamash. Rav says they're totally tahorim. Means there's no tuma attached to them. Rav Amar Dachein Mamash. Kesavar Tumat Mashkim Derabanan. Rav holds that any tuma with mashkim is only on a rabbinic level. It's only rabbinic. Means on a Torah level, mashkim have no tuma. He says, "V'chi gazru banan b'mashkin da'alma," and when the Chachamim made this gzeira that beverages have tuma, just mashkin da'alma. It means mashkin outside, in general, outside the base of Mikdash. U'v'mashkin beit mitbachaya lo gazur. They didn't make a gzeira concerning the mashkin from the slaughtering area in the base of Mikdash. So that's Rav. U'shmul amar dachem l'tami tuma nacherim. Shmuel says no. The pshat in the Mishnah Masechet Eduyot is that the tahor from being mitame other things of al tuma natsman yesh lahen kesavar tumat mashkim natsman doraita. He holds that the mashkim themselves do have tuma on a Torah level, l'tame acherim drabanan. But to transmit the tuma to other things, that's only rabbinic in nature. V'chigaz rabbanan b'mashkin da'alma. When the Chachamim made the gzeira by mashkin and outside the base of Mikdash, mashkin beit b'chaya lo gazur. They weren't gozer with the mashkin in the slaughtering area. V'chilo gazur rabbanan tamuya acherim. And they only made the gzeira concerning transmitting tuma to others. Aval tuma atzman yesh lahen. But they do have their own tuma because that's doraisa. All right. So. Any questions on this so far? All right, happy group here tonight. Okay, let's keep moving. Michael, I saw that look. Okay, now. All right, now. Now, the Gemara says, Amli Rav Huna Bar Chinana Lebrei. So Rav Huna Bar Chinana said to his son, he says, Ki Ailut L'Kamid Rav Papa. When you go to yeshiva and you're going to be before Rav Papa, I have a question I want you to pose. Rami Lay, I want you to ask him the following question. In other words, did Shmuel really say that these mashkim have tuma on a deraisa level for themselves? They are tamei, but they transmit tuma only on a derbanan level in general, mashkin. He says, Kari Khan, what do you do with the following pasuk? Babasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel. Now, this pasuk is talking about kadshim, and it says, v'habasar, means the basar of kadshim that touches anything tamei can't be eaten. Now, anything tamei, if in other words, Shmuel holds that the mashkin only have tuma on a deraisa level for themselves. To transmit it is derabanan, and the mashkin peyim mechaya don't transmit it. But the pasuk itself says that if the basar, if the meat of kachim touches anything which is tamei, lo yeachel. So anything which is tamei would presumably include mashkin. So how does Shmuel say that mashkin are themselves tamei on a dreis level, but cannot transmit tuma? But the pasuk says that the meat of kachim touches anything tamei, that counts as anything tamei. So then they can't be eaten. They're also tamei. So Amar of Shisha Bari, so the Gemara doesn't record what Rav Papa said to this, but the Gemara says Amar of Shisha Bari Ravidi Midi Dahava a Ravi Bakodesh. Now, let me pause for 1 second. One second. Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, So Amar Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi Midi Dahava Ravi Bakodesh. So he says, why can't it be comparable to like Ravi Bakodesh? Riba Kodesh, so there's a Kal V'Chomer the Gemara is going to have later on, not in today's daf, that when it comes to Kachim, you could have like the fourth degree of Tuma. So Riba Kodesh is itself Tamei, but cannot transmit Tuma. So in other words, you're asking in Pasuk, the Varshi Gabachol Tamei. But there are things you see, like you have a Raviv, by Kachim, and that doesn't transmit Tuma, but it has a level of Tuma. So Matkiv LaRavashi, Raviv Kodesh Lo Ikri Tame, Hai Ikri Tame. He says, Ravashi says, you don't see in the Torah that Raviv but is ever called Tame. In other words, the Torah never refers to the word Tame by Raviv, Tuma by Kachim. But the Mashkim is called Tame. And it's in the next Pasuk, the Gemara quotes, She Shateh Bechol Kli Yitma, that Mashkim have Tuma. So the Gemara leaves it Kasha. That's difficult to reconcile. So according to Shmuel, the Mashkim are Mekabel Tuma on a Dereis level, but can only transmit Tuma on a Derabanan level. So the Gemara asked the Pasuk against Shmuel. It sounded like if the basar of kachim touch anything which is tame, you can't eat it. So it sounds like it does transmit tuma. So the Gemara said, you know, why can't it be inert? Like Ravi Bakodesh, like the fourth level, also has a level of tuma, but it can't, you know, transmit tuma. So maybe here also it can't transmit tuma. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you don't see that Ravi Bakodesh is called tame in the Torah. This is called, the mashkim are called tame. All right, so that the Gemara leaves it as kasha difficulty. All right, any questions?
I don't see how this pasuk is a question on Shmuel.
Well, all right. Shmuel holds that mashkim can be mekabel tuma on a deraisa level.
Right, but transfer only to a rabbanan level.
The rabbanan level. The pasuk says v'habasar. The pasuk says that the flesh of kachim asher yiga b'chol tamei, if it touches anything which is tamei, yitma, becomes tamei. That meat becomes tamei. So anything which is tamei,
including liquid,
would include mashkim, which are tamei.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let me go on. Now, the rest of the daf going into the Amud Beis are questions against Rav. Okay. So Rav, if you remember, Rav holds that mashkim have zero tuma on a deraisa level, and the whole tuma that mashkim have is always derabanan. All right. So Tashma. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. This is a kash against Rav. B'chol mashkeh shishateh b'chol kli yitma. So it says that all mashkim that could be that could be drunk, whatever, b'chol kli yitma. So let me get, you know, I don't have a chumash out in front of me, but it's talking about if you have a kli cheres, and it says kol asher b'tocho yitma mikol ocher asher yechel. He says, yeah, mikol ocher asher yechel shelo b'mayim yitma. So you have a kli cheres and a dead sheretz goes into the kli cheres. So the Torah says mikol ocher asher yechel. He says any food that's there will be susceptible, will become tameh. Asher yevo lav mayim yitma. If water had touched the food ahead of time, so it had one of the machshirim. It says b'chol mashkei asher shiteh b'chol kli yitma. We think it means that any mashkim that are in the kli will also become tameh. So the question is, how can Rav say that mashkim do not have tuma on a deraisa level when the pasuk seems to seem a furash that they do? Okay, that's the question. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the pasuk. My yitma hechshir. What does yitma mean? It doesn't mean that the mashkim themselves become tamei. It says that the mashkim will become machshirim for whatever they touch. In other words, so it's saying that chol mashkei shishteh b'chol kli, if it's mashkim that were placed in a kli, they can be machshirim. They can, you know, be machshir for the food. They can be machshir for the food. So the Gemara says, hichshir mirish dekrash amalei. What do you mean, machshir? I know it from the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk says, mikola ochla shir yechel v'gomer. He doesn't quote the whole pasuk. Asher yevolov mayim yitma. So it says you have food and water goes on the food. Now it's susceptible to be mekabel tuma. And then you want to say the second part of the pasuk is v'chol mashkei shishteh v'chol kli yitma. You want to say that mashkim that were placed in a kli can also be a machshir. But I know it from the beginning of the pasuk. The Gemara says chad betlushim v'chad b'mechubarin. The Gemara says that the first part of the pasuk is explaining that water that's mechubar means I have water in a well, water in a spring, that could be a machshir. And the second part of the pasuk is saying tlushim, water that's in a kli could be a machshir. He says chay betlushim v'chay b'mechubarin utzrichi. It was necessary for the Torah to teach me both. Di yashminan betlushim. If the Torah only taught me that mayim tlushim could be a machshir, means water that's been detached, placed in a kli, it's not in its normal place. Mishum da achshavinu. I would say that that's a machshir because he gave it chashivas. He, the person who put it in a kli, gave the water chashivas by putting it in a kli. Aval mechubarin name alo, but mechubarin, I would say that can't be a machshir. He says, v'itana mechubarin, and if the Torah only taught me my mechubarin, he says, mishum dekaim beduchtayu chashivas. I said they have a chashivas because they're in their natural place. Aval tlushim name alo, srichi. So I would say not the other way, srichi. So the Gemara, again, so we had a question against Rav. We thought we had Rav, you know, like really, you know, in a corner, because it sounded like mafurish in the pasuk that mashkim do become tame in a deraisa level. And the Gemara says no. When it says tame, it means it's a machshir. And the Gemara says that it's the two clauses in the pasuk. One is talking about tlushim, and one is talking about mechubarin, and the second part is talking about tlushim. So both of them can be machshir. All right. Any questions? All right. Shai, you good with us today? Okay. All right, let's keep moving. All right, so Tashma. Okay, now we're asking another question against Rav. Rav, just to repeat, holds that Mashkim have zero tuma on a deraisa level. Mashkim have zero tuma on a deraisa level. Tashma, ach mayan ubor mikveh mayim ye tahor. That mayan ubor, like a spring, and water in a bore, in a pit, a gathering of water will be tahor. The implication being, those waters are tahor, other waters are tamei. So that's a kash against Rav. So the Gemara says, ma yeh tahor mi tumato. What does it mean, yeh tahor? It means if a person immerses in the water, he, the tamei person, will be tahor. Not that the water was tamei, but that the person who immerses in the water, in the mikveh, he becomes tahor. All right, let me move on next.
So how does that answer the question?
Again, so the question was that we said in the pasuk that in other words, we thought the pasuk was saying that the water...
Only these waters are tahor, the rest of the waters are tameh.
Tameh. So the Gemara says that's not what it means. It means if a person immerses themselves in the water, he, the tameh person, will become tahor. Not that the water is tahor, but that he, the person, is tahor.
Got it.
Okay? All right. All right, so let's mute. Okay, good. Okay, now, so no, four lines from the bottom on Tetzayin Mun Aleph 16a. Everybody good? Okay. Utlushim mimachshirin. Now the Gemara says, are mayim tlushim, are they really a machshir? Mayim tlushim is water that's been removed from its natural place, let's say put in a cup or something like that. Is that really a machshir? He says, v'ha'ama Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Now Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina is a Tana. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina says, mashkin beit b'bachaya. Now the mashkin beit b'bachaya are the beverages from the slaughtering area, which we said is the blood and the water. Mashkin beit b'bachaya, lo dayan shein dachim. Not only are they tahorim, Ella Shein Machshirim. They're not a Machshir. So here, the linchpin for to get Rav out of this, out of the pickle before, was to say that the earlier pasuk about, you know, Kol Mashish Tebukol Kli Yitma, is that they're a Machshirim. But here, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that they're not Machshirim. So the Gemara says, Tirgama al Dam. We'll have to explain the Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Mashkin a plural, you have the water and the dam, that he was referring to blood, that the blood is not a machshir. He says, Da Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Ladam Kadshim Sheinu Machshir. How do we know that the dam of Kadshim is not a machshir? Shenem ala Aris Tishbechenu Kamayim. It says, you'll pour it on the ground like water, the blood. He says, Dam Shnishpach Kamayim. Now this pasuk about the Alar Tishbechenu Kamayim is, one second, I didn't look up the pasuk today, but one second. Let me see.
Ashmini.
Yeah. No. This is not in Shmini. This is,
it's the Dvarim.
Yeah.
Yud Bet Chav Dalet.
Yeah. Right. I think it says, don't consume the blood, Alaris Tishbechenu Kamayim. Right. Don't consume the blood of an animal, Alaris Tishbechenu Kamayim. So he says here. So when it's coming up. So he says, Dam Kadshim Shein Machshir, Shnei Alaris Tishbechenu Kamayim. You should pour it on the ground like water. Dam Shnishpach Kamayim Machshir. If the blood is halakhically eligible to be poured on the ground like water, it could be a machshir. Turn page. Dam she'enu nishpach kamayim eino machshir. The dam that can't be poured on the ground like water is not a machshir. So it means like this, that by kadshim, the blood that comes out of the animal, you can't have it on the ground. It has to have kabbalah and a kli. That's kabbalah sadam. So that blood cannot be a machshir. So in other words, halakhically, I'm not allowed to let it pour on the ground. I have to have it in a bowl, and then I'm going to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. So it's not nishpach al aretz kamayim. So the only blood that's a machshir is blood that halakhically I could pour on the ground like water. But dam kachim, I can't pour on the ground like water, so it's not a machshir. So maktiv la Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, harei dam atamsit dinishpach kamayim veino machshir. What about dam atamsit? Dam atamsit is like the draining blood. In other words, like you have the dam nefesh, you struck the animal, it's a big spurt of blood. That's the dama nefesh. That the Kohen has the Kabbalah. He puts it in the kli. But then afterwards, then the water just kind of dribbles out. So that he doesn't put in a kli. It just keeps draining out. And so he says, is that you could pour on the ground like water? Ve'ino machshir. And it's not a machshir. So that kind of slugs up the hesber we were giving. So Amar le Rabbi Zeira, Hanachla Dama Tamsit Afil Bechulin Lo Machshir. He says, Tama Tamsit, that's not a kasha, because even by regular animals, it's not a machshir. In other words, when we say that Dam is a machshir, we mean Dam HaNefesh is a machshir. Dam HaNefesh is the blood that like shoots out when you shech the animal. That's the machshir. But by Kadshim, it's not a machshir, because it can't go onto the ground. I have to give it in a kli. Dama Tamsit, which is the blood that gurgles out afterwards, that's not a machshir by Chulin. It's not a machshir by Kachim either. So let me just do a few more lines and we'll pause. So the Gemara says, Kiblamine Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Bar Ami accepted this Hezber, the Amar Rahmana, because the Torah says, Rak Hazak Levotia Chol Hadam, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. Like, be strong, you know, don't consume blood, because the Dam is a Nefesh. Dam Shenefesh Yotzebo Karui Dam. That the blood, in other words, the Dam Anefesh, in other words, that the blood that shoots out, that's the one that's halakhically called blood. It means for a certain dinim. In other words, like to be chayv karet for consuming blood, I think, and for other dinim. He says, dam shen nefesh yotzebo eino karui dam. But the other blood is not called dam. In other words, there are different dinim and dam, but I think the chiv for karet, for consuming blood, is, I think, just the dam on nefesh. The other blood you can't consume either, but the chiyuv karet is just the dam nefesh. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So, so in the course of the discussion, we said that that mayim tlushim were a machshir. And we said, "How is that true?" But Rabbi Yisrael Ruchinin said, "Mashkim b'Machaya, they're not machshirim, and the mashkim b'Machaya is the blood and the water." So the Gemara says, "No, he was only talking about the blood." And he says, "Why isn't it not a machshir?" So he says, "Not a machshir because the only blood which is machshir is the dam nefesh, but the dam nefesh which can go on the ground, alarisich b'chenu kamayim, but by kadshim it can't go on the ground; it has to be received in a keli, so it's not a machshir." But otherwise, you know, but dam is in the Beit Mechai is not a machshir, but the water in Achinami is a machshir. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
Can we just try, if you don't mind, like the line of thoughts from Rabbi Hanin Asgana Kohanim? So it seems that we're not even talking about burning something that is
Yeah.
We're talking about burning.
Right.
The chametz that is completely treif.
Yeah. Okay. No? So the Gemara spent two dapim Shabbos and Sunday explaining what the pshat in the Mishnah was. So then the Gemara finished with that. We finished explaining the pshat in the Mishnah, but then the Gemara went sort of on a tangent. The Gemara is now just focusing on this one din about mashkim. So really, we're done really with the Mishnah. We're just focusing on the din of mashkim. All right.
There was machloket Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, and then I'm just trying to make sense about, because you're gonna go after Shabbat and then a week will go by, and I don't want to be like Masechet Eruvin and why did I spend every evening listening to that? So I want to make sure that we got something out of it. I got something out of it. I don't know, and maybe Fern too. But hi, Fern. How are you?
So let me see. 1 second. Yeah. So you had Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, right? Modim Reb Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, about Sorfin Zulatzma Zulatzma. But that's finished.
That's yesterday. Yeah. Finished.
That's finished. Gemara with that. Okay. That was
from yesterday.
News. Okay. Now we're on. Now we're just focusing on the Mashkim. All right. So I'm going to move on now. All right. Now. Let's take a look. So we're up to now. This relates to Hanukkah, by the way. I think one of the sheets has it. I didn't have it in today's sheet, but I think maybe the sheet I have to pull out another set of sheets. But the with Mashkim Beit Mitbachaya relates to the oil with the Chashmonaim. They asked the question. There's two versions in the Gemara, whether it's Mashkin Beit Mitbachaya or Mashkin Bay Midbachaya. So if it's Mashkin Bay Midbachaya, the Mashkin that go on the Mizbeach, that includes also oil. So they ask, if Mashkin Bay Midbachaya is Dachain, so then what do I need the Nes Chanukah? Well, how could the oil have become Tame? There goes there that Mashkin Bay Midbachaya or according to one of Kim's Gemara, not Tame. All right, we'll see. But I just thought I'd mention that. So let's go further to the Gemara. Now, all right, let's take a look. Okay, we're up to Tashma. Okay, around line 8 on Tetzayim Abayz.
I just wanted to mention that the article about Daf Yomi in Jewish Press this week was that about the Hanukkah.
Oh, okay. I'm sure many people discuss it, but but I think that the Jewish Press usually takes it from in part from Allah Daf and from Orot, so I have to get it out. But if it's okay, Blineder, I'll see for tomorrow what's doing. Okay, so Tashma. So now we have another kasha against Rav. Again, Rav holds that Mashkim have no tuma on a Duraisa level. Tashma, Dam Shnitma. This is a Braisa. Dam Shnitma was Rako B'Shogeg Hurtza Mezid Lo Hurtza. The Brisa says if Dam became Tameh, he says, and then he did Zrika with it, the Kohen did it. So if he did it B'Shogeg, it's Hurtza, B'Mezid Lo Hurtza. Now, earlier we said that the Mashkin Beit Mitbachaya are Dachain, are totally Tahor. Now, the way Rav interpreted that is that on a Duraisa level, they have no Tumah. They have no Tumah on a Duraisa level. and that, but in the Beis HaMikdash, so not. Yet this brisa refers to dam shenitma, that the blood became tamei, and he did zrika with it. So here, that's talking about that blood. So we said just a minute ago, according to Rav, that the mashkin beit mechaya or dachain means the blood and the water of the slaughtering area are not makabel tuma on a deraisa level whatsoever. And then even on a drabanan level, which they could become tamei, they're not tamei. So this says dam shnitzmos rakob b'shogeg hurtza mezlu hurtza. If blood became tamei, the blood from kachim, and it became tamei, and the kohen accidentally went ahead and did zrika with it, so it's b'shogeg hurtza. B'shogeg, it affected, atonement. The mezlu hurtza. So we think that he's talking about it became tamei on a deraisa level. So the Gemara says no. Midrabanan. It's talking about on a drabanan level it became tamei, udlok Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer each sreita, but clearly not like Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer. So in other words, so this brisa is saying the blood became tamei on a drabanan level, but it's clearly not like Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer because he says that mashkin beit mitbachayar dachain. He says that they weren't gozer on the mashkim of the slaughtering area. This brisa says that the blood was tamei, but on drabanan level. Is that okay? Everyone okay?
Right. What did Yosef Ben Yoezer say?
Yeah, remember in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, which we quoted from Eduyot, so it's on the 6th, 7th line on Tetzayin Amud Aleph, Heid Rabbi Yossi Ben Yoezer Yisreido Al Mashkin Beit Bechaya Dachain, that the Mashkin of the slaughtering area, which we says the water and the blood, that they're Tahorim, that they're totally Tahor, right? And Rav interprets that it means that that normally they would have only drabanan level, but on a derais level, zero. And here they have zero altogether. So the Gemara says, so how do I have the brice that says the blood became tamei? So the Gemara says, the brice is talking about it became tamei on a drabanan level. In Akinamin, the derais doesn't have it, but this brice does not agree with Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, because Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, there is
totally
no... All right. Okay. But Rav has been able to deflect the kash against him. All right. So I'm going in now again. Another kash against Rav. Okay. Tashma is another brisa. Amahat tzitz meratzeh. The tzitz is the plate that goes over the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. So it says Kodesh LaHashem on it. So the tzitz affects atonement for different, korbanot that weren't done properly. Amat sitz meratzeh al hadam b'yala basar b'yala chelev shenitma. It's meratzeh, it means it affects acceptance for blood, for meat, and chelev that became tamei. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. So the sitz is meratzeh for dam that became tamei. So that sounds like not like Rav. Rav says dam on a derisa level can never become tamei. So the Gemara says it means midrabanan, like we said before. It means that it became tamei on a drabanan level, but udlo Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer ish sredo, not like Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, because he holds that the dam in the Beis HaMikdash is zero tuma. This does have tuma, but it's on a drabanan level. So Rav holds that blood doesn't have tuma on a derisa level. Now, there is a stira here because a few lines before we said that dam shenitma uzrako b'shogeg hurtza. If the dam became tamei zrik b'shogeg, it's hurtza. This brisa says that the tzitz is maratza for dam that became tamei whether it was in shogeg or mezid. So how do we reconcile that? The previous brisa says I can only go forward, if it was zrik b'shogeg, I have atonement, otherwise not. This one says I have atonement, whether it was shogeg or mezid. So Rashi addresses this on the 5th medium wide line. He says later on in the Gemara on Daf Pei Amud Beis, he says, I'll read the 4th line. V'hadatani le'el b'shogeg hurtza mezid lo hurtza b'kitzom pligi ba'morai chadamar tumato bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, that the blood became tamei either through shogeg or mezid. In other words, the blood, how it became tamei, was either shogeg or mezid. Aval zrika to b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. But the zrika itself, that was b'shogeg. That's one Amora's hesber. He says, B'chadamar ipcha. One says just the opposite, that in other words, the blood became tami b'shogeg, and the zrika could be b'shogeg or b'mezid. So it means there's two elements. There's the act of the blood becoming tame and the zrika for the blood. So one brisa is talking about the act of zrika, and one is talking about like the underlying act of it becoming tame. So according to one Amora, if no matter how it became tame, was shogeg or mezid, if the zrika was done with shogeg, it's hurtza. According to the other one, if the blood became tame through shogeg, then whether it was the zrika was done with shogeg or mezid, it's hurtza. All right. Any questions? All right. So Reb Chinis Chana Kohen doesn't look like it's so good for questions, but we're making our way through it. Okay, let's see further. All right, we're eight lines from the bottom.
Interesting. It's not. You don't have to ask questions.
What?
Do you miss the questions?
Well, you know, it's nice to have people who are, you know, are active and are, you know, focusing on the Gemara and things like that.
No,
we'll work on it.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. So we're eight lines from the bottom on Tetzayim and Aleph, Amud Beis rather. Okay, Tashma. Now we're asking another question against Rav. Again, I'm just repeating myself. Rav holds that Mashkim have no Tuma on a deraisa level. Generally, they have tuma on a derabanan level, but in the way Rav understands Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, that in the mashkim beit mibachai, the base of mikdash, they don't. Okay, tashma, v'nasa aron ravoda kodashim. So Aaron will bear the avon of the kodashim. One second. Yeah. This is talking about the tzitz. V'nasa aron ravoda kodashim. V'chi eza avon hu nosei. What avon does Aaron bear? Im avon pigul. Now, here, pigul usually refers to when a person has machshava to consume it, or for the mizbeach to consume it. In other words, the person normally has kavana that the korban should be consumed either by the mizbeach or the humans outside the right zman. That's usually the machshava's pigul. And once you have that machshava, just 1 minute, Odeda. Okay, just 1 minute.
I thought
you were raising your hand. Okay, so once you have that machshava, even though everything is done properly, that passes the korban. That passes the korban, and if you eat it, you're chayav kare. That's what pigul is. Here, though, the way Rashi prefers, here pigul is used not machshavet chutz zman, but machshavet chutz l'makom. That I'm thinking. Right, it'll be offered outside the right makom. So he says, "V'chi ezavon unosei im avon pigol rei kumar lo yiratzeh." That can't be because it says will not be acceptable. He says, "Im avon notar." Here, the avon notar. This is referring to what we would normally refer to as pigol. In other words, he had a machshava, not that it was actually left over. He had a machshava that it should be eaten outside the right zman. Rei kumar lemar lo yichashev. So those two, we don't think are what the avon kadashim. So it must be that the tzitz is maratze for avon tuma because there are exceptions to it, b'tzibur. And as we've seen, like tuma hutra b'tzibur, there are times that the avoda can go forward even if, you know, the kohenim or tameim or most of Klal Yisrael is tameim, you know, it's like like lahavdil, the show must go on. So that's what the Tana of the Braisa says. So what tuma is it referring to? That's the end of the braisa. So the Gemara says, "My love, tuma dam." Is it not referring to tuma dam? The implication being that dam has tuma at a deraisa level, but in the Beis HaMikdash, the tzitz will be maratza for it. But that's the main raya that we want to bring against Rav. So Amara Papa lo tumat kamatzim. So Papa says no. It's from that tumat kamatzim. Here kamatzim means, you know, the komets is when the Kohen Gadol, right, takes the flour and then for the mincha, and then that's the komets. So and it's burnt on the mizbeach. So it's talking about komets that became tamei, not blood. All right. Any questions? All right. With three lines from the bottom on Tetzayin with days, and then
so there's no way to get around pigul and notar. Meaning, once he did it, it's done.
Right, and right, and he, that's when by pigul and notar, he really means like machshavas chutz l'makom and machshavas chutz l'zman. Right, but okay, all right. Now let's see further. So Tashma, so now we bring a proof from Pasuk and Chagai, and again Chagai Toch is one of the Nevi'im that you don't have any haftarot from. Again, the mnemonic device is Netzach, you know, Nachum, Sefania, and Chagai, no Haftarot. So Chagai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Chagai, this is after they're coming back in, you know, after the Galut Bavel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Chagai to give a farher to the Kohanim. The Kohanim have been out of practice for a while. I want you to give them a farher to see if they're up to snuff with the dinim of Tuma and Tara. So here's the question that Chagai poses to them. So Tashma, Heni Sa'ish Basar Kodesh B'Knaf Bigdo. Now, Basar Kodesh here means like Sheretz Tameh. In other words, Kodesh means Tameh. Rashi quotes a Pasuk, five lines to the bottom, Sheretz, the Shon Kadesh Yaba Aretz. Basar Kodesh means like something very Tameh, like a Sheretz, he says. So, Heni Sa'ish Basar Kodesh B'Knaf Bigdo. A person has a dead Sheretz in the corner of his garment, is V'Negab B'Knafo Alechem. And then the sheretz touches lechem. Lechem is a rishon l'tuma. V'yel hanazid. Then the lechem touches the porridge. That's a sheni l'tuma. V'yel yayin. And again, this is talking about yayin. This is talking about yayin and shemen of nesachim. The yayin is a shlishi. V'yel shemen. The oil touches the wine is a revi. V'yel kol ma'achal or any other food hayikdash. So does that become tameh? That's what Chagai asked the Kohanim. Tell me what the answer, does that become Tameh? By Anu Akonim, by Yom Rulo. The Konim said, no. So turn page on Yud Zayim and Aleph. But Amar Rav, Rav said, Ishtabish Kani, that the Konim, the Konim got it wrong. it does become Tameh. So, but the issue being that here we see that, now he assumes, you see, the Gemara hasn't sliced it up. We assume that the liquids that are used in the Azara, you know, are not Makabal Tuma on a Daraisa level. That's what we assume Rav thinks. That's what we're thinking. So Rav says, Ishtabish Kane, the Konim got the answer to that question wrong. So you see that Yayin and Shemen are susceptible to Tuma. They are susceptible to Tuma. So he says, so the Gemara says, Midi Hutama El Rav. So what were you asking? You're asking Akash against Rav. He says, Rav, Mashke Beit Mitbachayatani. Rav just learns that Yossi ben Yoezer just said that the Mashke Beit Mitbachaya, that the blood and the water don't have Tuma. He says, Aval Mashke Beit Mitbachaya Mitame, the Mashkim Beit Mitbachaya with a Dalid, the Mashkim that are used on the Mizbeach, meaning oil and wine, they are susceptible to Tuma. They are susceptible to Tuma. The, So that's it. So
can you repeat that last part one more time? So last right. case, the last case.
All right, just give me a minute. All right. So again, so Chagai Navi is coming back. Can you mute yourself? There's too much noise at your end, Yosef, okay? So Chagai Navi is coming back after Galut Bavel, and Hashem says, I want you to quiz the Kohanim to see if they know what's going on. So Chagai frames his question. The question is, I have the dead sheretz. It touches one item of food, another item of food, another item of food. In other words, food A touches the sheretz. B touches A. C touches B. D touches C. So are they tameh? That's what he asked. And C and D were the yayin and shemen. Yayin, the wine and the oil from that are used in the nesachim for, you know, with the korbanot. You have yayin lenesach and shemen also is with the mincha. So he says, is it tameh? And they said no, it's not. The Kohanim said no. So Rav says, ishtabish kani. Rav says the Kohanim got the answer wrong. The Kohanim were wrong, i.e. that the yayin and the shemen are tameh. So if we assume right now that Yayin Meshemen would also qualify as Mashkim, you know, used in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. And so then the question is like this. So if it's before they made a Gzera Durabanan, so then he's in Gahak Tetzuris, because here is showing that the Yayin and Shemen are Tamei on a Duraisa level. And if it's after the Gzera Durabanan, so it's still saying that they're not Tamei. So how is it working out? So the Gemara says that Rav only said that Mashke Beit Mitbachaya, Mem Tet Beit Chet Yud Aleph are not Tameh. That's the oil and the blood, the water and the blood. But Mashke Beit Mitbachaya, the beverages that are used on the Mizbeach, i.e. the Yayin and the Shemen, they are susceptible to Tumah. So there's no kash again. You're asking, trying to ask a question against Rav. But Rav learns, and there's two versions. I don't think we had it yet in the Gemara. There's two versions about what Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer said. Did he say Mashke Beit Mitbachaya or Mashke Beit Midbachaya? So Rav learns he was only talking about Mashke Beit Mitbachaya, the slaughtering area, which is the blood and the water. So you're asking a kash against Rav. So it's not a kash against Rav. That these are other mashkim. These are mashkim bay midbachaya. These are mashkim that go on the Mizbeach, but it's not a kash against Rav. In other words, Rav could even hold that it is derisa, but even if he holds it's the Rabbanan, it's no kasha. All right. Any other questions? All right.
If you were going to say, like wrap this daf up in a few sentences, what would it be?
Well, I guess the basic idea we've been discussing are mashkim, you know, do they have any tuma on a deraisa level? That's one thing we spoke about. Either they have zero tuma on a deraisa level, or the other side is they have tuma, but they only transmit it on a drabana level. And then the second piece was we were trying to understand the statement from Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, each sreda, that he said, mashkim beit mitbachayar dachain. The mashkim in the slaughtering area are tahorim, so what does he mean by that? And we had about the machloket Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says he means they're totally tahor. So the totally tahor means that outside the base of Mikdash, there can only be mekabel tuman on a drabanan level, because otherwise there would be no exception. And Shmuel says no, he only meant that they can't transmit tuma, but they could be mekabel tuma. So that's basically the basic Rashi practice.
Also, dam kodashim eno machshir ochel lekabel tuma.
Say again, we're slowly roll. Say again slowly. What do you want to say?
It says dam kodashim eno machshir. Oh, it doesn't.
That we came up it was in terms of machshirim, but we were talking about more. Can they just be like tamei on themselves or transmit tuma? And then we brought up the topic of machshirim as well. All right.
Rav Shmuel believes that the Kohanim did not make a mistake, or he believes that he did make a mistake.
No, I don't know what Shmuel holds, but I know Rav holds that the Kohanim made a mistake. I don't know what Shmuel holds.
Okay. If you have a liquid and you mix some powder into it, some flour, let's say, like with a mincha, you have oil. When does it change from being a liquid to like a does it have to be pure oil, pure blood, pure this? Or if you mix in some, let's say, flour, does that make it already not a mashke?
Yeah, I'm not certain. I'm not certain that question. I'm going to have to, defer. All right.
So the daf was for my father.
Yeah, absolutely. So this learning was tonight was for Zuchus, for Fern and Marvin Resmitz's father, Mr. Sam Block, on an occasion of his 90th birthday. And so that's for...
Next time I'll pick a better daf.
Yeah, what's his name again?
No, it wasn't bad.
Shmuel Pesach ben Tuvia Isaac.
Okay, so Shmuel Pesach ben Tuvia Isaac, we all wish him many, many, many more years of good health. And thank you so much, Fern. Okay, so let me just end the recording now. Let me end the recording, and then we'll say goodbye to everybody.